Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Devin Hester joins us this morning. And Devin, cannot thank you enough. This is Hub. Of course, Patrick and Olin are alongside. And I guess we'll just start there because there's so much to talk about. What was going through your mind as you once you broke free, you realized you were taking the opening kick of the Super Bowl to the house? Do you remember at all what you were thinking at that moment?
I was just, crossing the 50-yard line, going towards the end zone. It was kind of like a dream come true, you know. Never dreamed about it growing up, you know. So at that stage of that moment, man, it was one of the biggest stages of my life, you know, especially being my rookie year. And then, just can't believe this is really happening.
Devin, congratulations on being one of the top 100 players in the NFL history. That's awesome, and it's an honor. Olin and I were talking about to have you as a teammate. Congratulations on that, buddy.
Appreciate everything, man. And at the end of the day, you know, I can't thank you guys enough for, you know, support and just encouraging me and welcoming me to the team, man. You know, like I said, you guys was big role models. I always looked up to you guys as leaders, you know what I mean? And then to be able to play alongside you guys was a great, great honor for me.
Well, the same here, watching you work and play and all that stuff. I want you to kind of break down what made you a great returner. You obviously had unbelievable speed, your instincts, your vision. What made it all work, and kind of what was the most important part of your game to make you a great returner?
I would say after all the tendencies that you called, I would say the one that is not mentioned a lot was fear. You know, to be a returner, you know, you have to be fearless, you know, to sit back there and feel those punts and those kicks and be able to hit those holes fast as you can, knowing that as a great running back, he's fearless of hitting it up in the hole and going, you know. And I think that's what I was, you know, successful at, is not being fearless and being able to trust my teammates and hitting there, knowing I got 250-pound guys waiting to knock my head off to go ahead and hit it in there every single time.
Hey, Hess, man, congratulations. Top 100 NFL football players of all time, man. That's amazing. I got a first row seat to watching you do most of your returns. It was amazing to be on that sideline and screaming for you to go to the house, because a lot of times our offense wasn't going to put in the end zone unless you did. So we're thankful for that. Hess, I was watching you on NFL Network, I think it was, and you were talking about that little pause you would take to assess your return or assess what the coverage team was doing to you. Talk to us a little bit about that and how important that pause was to you. I found that really interesting. Never heard you talk about that before.
Right. It's almost like pretty much watching Tom Brady play football. In order for him to have the defense show the coverage and get out the disguises to motion somebody. And I looked at that pause as, you know, these guys can't help it. They know they have to hurry up and get in their alignment. They have, you know, they sometimes they have guys, you know, coming the opposite way to kick off, you know what I mean, fanning the opposite side, and at the end of the day, they're going to show their coverage. And so sometimes you have to take that pause to let those guys show what side they're really, really trying to protect. And other than that, you know, sometimes the pause can help out, you know, with me and my defenders, you know, my key blockers, you know, those guys sometimes – at the end of the day, everybody get paid. So sometimes those guys might get beat off their block, you know. So it by me pausing to allow those guys to catch up with the defenders and to get a handle.
Devin, you, of course, were a great cornerback at the University of Miami. And I remember standing on the sidelines during camp in Bourbonnais with Jerry Angelo that rookie year back in 06. And he was talking about you, and obviously real excitement about what you were going to bring to the return game. But, you know, I asked Jerry, do you see Devin as an outside corner, a slot corner? And he said, well, to be honest with you, we haven't really talked to him about it yet. but we think maybe he's a wide receiver. And I think that transition, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that happened after your rookie year. Talk a little bit about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. How did you feel about it, first of all, making the switch? And what was that all about as you were trying to really get comfortable in the NFL?
My passion was always that defense. I always loved being on the defense side of the ball. Of course, every kid grows up and wants to score a touchdown, but defense, I felt the passion because it was more of I get more of adrenaline just sitting down one side of the field, and I had a passion of baiting the quarterback and getting able to get some interceptions. And, of course, you know, with my return ability, being able to take it to the house. But it all came – the decision really came down to towards the end of my rookie year when teams really, really started kicking away from me. And Coach Levy and Coach Drake, the receiver coach, pretty much was hassling me throughout that season, towards the end of the season, you know, like, yo, these teams are really, really going to start kicking away to you, you know, coming into this next season. You one of the best players, you know, with the ball in your hand. We got to figure out a way to get the ball more in your hands. And that's where it really, really triggered into those guys really, really moved me to offense was just, you know, they're just like, man, you just never really seen a guy like you with the ball in your hand. So we're going to have to figure out a way to get the ball in your hand now that teams are kicking away from you.
Well, and not that it could have been much greater, but have you ever wondered what your career might have been like if you'd have stayed at cornerback and stayed on defense?
I always do. I honestly always do. I always think about, you know, as you know, getting comfortable and situated in the defense, and, you know, 2-3 years from my rookie year, how would that cornerback pan out for me? No, I always think about it, you know, and it's always in the back of my head, and still to this day it is, you know, wondering if I would have stayed at corner, how my career would have played out.
Devin, you were great, obviously, at kick return and punt return, but which one did you enjoy more and why?
I would say I enjoyed more so punt return. Punt return was more of, I would say, relying on your God-given talent. Kickoff return was always designed. It was a designed play, so you know you had to stick with the plan, and you know what I mean? Sometimes the plan don't work. You know, sometimes, you know, 2 or 3 guys slip through. But punt return, you had a little more leeway to really, really go off your guy, get in talent, and allow to make some bigger plays, I feel.
You know how good you are, Hess, when you're on the top 100 all-time in the NFL and you wonder how your career would have turned out with your God-given talent. So I know it's important to you. I see you doing a lot of flag football with your sons now. Tell us how old your kids are and give us some tips that they're lucky enough to be coached by you when you're coaching your team for young football players out there listening to you right now, wondering about how to return the ball or just be a football player, period.
Oh, man, it's very exciting, man. My middle one is really, really, I would say my brother. I call him my brother. He acts just like my brother. He talked to me like we brothers. He go off on me like we brothers. So he's up on me the most. He's the one that's really playing. It's going pretty good, man. And I enjoy coaching the little kids, man. I've been coaching flag football for 3 years now. I'm an AU travel team in Orlando. We 3 years straight undefeated champions. We just won our championship game last week. And the joy that I get out of little kids is that they listen. And you know what I mean? All you have to do is show them a football card or a poster of you, and they're, oh, you play football, and you got them. And the joy that I
What's
get out of those
name,
kids.
Yes?
Huh?
What's the team's name?
It's a West Orange Bobcats. It's in Orlando. And like I was saying, they enjoy listening to me, so I enjoy seeing improvement from the minute I get those guys to the end of the season, how they improve and how they to their minds like a sponge. And, man, like I said, it's been a great, great honor, you know, being able a privilege to coach young kids, and I enjoy doing it, man.
Will you continue coaching as they get older?
Yeah, I'm going to continue coaching my middle one. My little one is coming right behind him. My oldest one, he's a different personality. He's on adventure on some other things. You know, he's more of a kid. He wants to play with toys and stuff like that. But my middle one, my youngest one, is very into sports. So my middle one is moving up to Tiger next year, so I'll be moving up with him.
This hour on the car, this hour on the Score is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-KARS, the number 4-KIDS. Devin, let me ask you another little different position question. I remember, you know, working on the broadcast and talking about it and thinking, gee, would he be a better fit as more of a third down type change of pace running back than a wide receiver? And then since you've played, we've seen Darren Sproles come around. We see what Tariq Cohen is doing now with the Bears. And you talked about, you know, the main goal was to get the ball in your hands more. Have you ever thought about, you know, maybe playing a little wide out, not necessarily running between the tackles so much, but being able to, playing a little running back and maybe being able to do some more different things that way?
I was always a team player. So, you know, whatever the coach felt fit for me, you know, I ended up playing a couple of snaps at running back with Chicago and a couple of trickery plays like that. But at the end of the day, I was like, coach, whatever is going to be better for the team, it's going to make the team more better, you know. And whatever you have designed for me, I'm willing to do it. You know, like I said, I'm a team ball player. So whatever it takes to win, that's what I was willing to do.
Devin, a question I like to ask teammates or just guys that have been, you know, successful in the NFL is, was there a play that you had when you got done, you said, wow, I just did that? Do you have one of those plays that surprised you what you were able to do?
I would say that punt return I had against the Vikings. I think it was my second year. I think that's when Minnesota came in, and they ended up beating us like in the last 30-some seconds of the game. But it was a punt return that I caught deep over my shoulder, maybe like on 5 to 7 yard line, and
that was one of those. Like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
And then it was go.
It was that exact place, man. And I drifted over. I caught it going over my shoulder, and I started drifting towards the opposite side of the field. And it was like 4 or 5 of their players just got free, and I was like, I don't know how the hell I'm gonna get through these guys. And I managed to hop and skip through 5 players, man, and take off to the end zone, man. And I think after I watched that play 100 times, I'm like, I don't know how the hell I got through that.
Hey, Hess, I know you grew up in Miami, went to University of Miami, returned the opening touchdown to Super Bowl in Miami. Do you remember the first time you had a return for a touchdown in high school or Little League football or where it was?
First time I had a return touchdown?
Yeah.
The crazy thing about it, I didn't have a return in Pop Warner. My first return happened in high school my senior year versus Florida, California. It was the Florida All-Star versus California All-Stars, and I ran the opening kickoff back. And after that, I ain't seen no more kicks. But in high school, I never got the ball kicked to them. They would always squib kick.
Smart coaching right there. Well, let's go back to Miami, too, because your highlight film from Miami is – unbelievable. How many return kicks did you have in college?
I think I had 6 or 7. The crazy people don't know this, but my first time touching the ball in Orange Bowl went for a 92-yard kickoff return. A lot of people don't know that. My freshman year in college, we played opening game against Florida Gators. First play of the game, kickoff, freshman year, 92-yard touchdown, man. And that really set the stage for me to my fans and my coach that, hey, this kid here, he's coming to play football.
Hey, did anybody of the teammates – well, let me give the backstory here. And, Olin, I think we might have talked about it a couple weeks ago when we would sit in special teams meetings. You wouldn't call it a bounty, but somebody would say, hey, if Devin returns this kick, it's $500 a man.
Oh, man, yeah. Hester cost me a lot of money that year.
Yes. Urlacher, Olin, a lot of teammates did that. The question is, did anybody come up to you and say thank you after they collected their cash?
Oh, man, you had a lot of them, man, that said, man, you know, it was like, well, listen, hey – but listen, no fair catching today, and do not take a D in the end zone if they kick it deep. Come on. So I had a lot of pressure from my blockers, man. Those guys, they did not want me fair catching anything and not taking a knee. Everything was returnable.
Hey, Hess, I was talking to J-Mac, and he said that they wanted to take him out because he was playing so much fullback and let him rest. And he said, hey, he told the coaches, take me out of office. I'm making more money on special teams with Hess's returns than I am on offense.
Hey, Devin, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm okay. Good.
No, I was just going to ask, we talk a lot about the great breakaway and open field runners, and we talk so much about vision. And I don't know if this is easy to put into words or not, but obviously you had incredible vision, and it appeared that you would see things that just a little quicker before anybody else was seeing them out there. What was that process like for you? I mean, I know you had to secure the ball, and then what was your first instinct once you had that ball and you looked and saw what was in front of you?
Right, I just eliminated a lot of runners. They just see too much. I simplified it down to, you know, colors. I was always a color guy. I didn't see the number of the player. I just seen color. So I would try to avoid the opposite color, you know, as quick as possible. And for me, that really helped me out a lot. At the end of the day, like, when I came up on the guy, I didn't know if he was a punter or a kicker until I really slowed things down. But I was moving so fast, so I was always colors. So I treated everybody like, you know what I mean? As guys were on the punter, I really didn't know if it was a punter or not, because all I seen was color. And so my main thing was avoid the color and try to get close as I can to my colors.
Devin, I don't think people realize.
And that really helped me out.
Oh. Well, sorry, but hey, but I don't think people realize your God-given ability and how hard you worked your craft. Can you talk about how many times you sat there at practice and caught balls off the jugs machine? We're working on being able to read a punt off a punter's foot, and maybe just talk about how difficult it is to catch, just how hard it is to catch a punt.
It's very difficult. So a lot of returners don't know the most key part to filling punts is beating the ball to the spot. You know what I mean? A lot of people catching balls unbalanced. They still moving while they're catching it. It's reading the nose of the ball and beating that ball to the spot before it hits there. And that's where I realized that's when it's so much easier to fill a punt is you beat the ball to the spot and you're there relaxed. You wait, you got a second and a half to a second to fill it. You know, it's hard catching the ball on the move. And so my biggest thing that I learned, you know, as over the years grew, was if I can read the nose of this ball and beat it to that spot, that way I'm there and I'm set up and my feet are square and I'm relaxed and I'm comfortable, it's a way easier catch. And that's what a lot of returners have to work on is reading the nose of the ball and beating that ball to that location or that spot where it's getting ready to land. And you do that.
Hey, when you're the best to ever do it, obviously, you don't have to study a lot of people, but was there any returner that you did study that you got some tips from on how to return punts and kicks?
I would say, man, coming to the league, I watched a lot of D'Angelo Hall was really, really the talk. I paid attention to him. Josh Crib was he was hot at the time. And I watched some of Deion's returns with some of the guys that I really, really, me and Coach Day really sat down and watched.
Hey, Dev, Olin and Pat have both shared some of their favorite Bear Packer moments. I know you know what's going on today, what's at stake for this year's Chicago Bears. What are some of your fondest memories of the whole Bear Packer rivalry thing?
I would say the first week of the game, which was my rookie year, was when it was just beat into my brain that, hey, at the end of the day, this is our goal. Beat Green Bay Packers. Win division and win the Super Bowl. And I was like, after leaving that meeting, I was like, wow, they don't care if we lose to anybody else. As long as we beat Green Bay, win the division and win the Super Bowl, that's all we gotta do. So that was instilled in my mind from day one, and just going up to that week of preparing for it and watching all the old highlights and the rivalry that those guys had, you know, from battles of playing field and the games and stuff like that, was to beat the Green Bay Packers.
Devin, it was great to catch up with you. Awesome to talk to you. This segment we've done all year has been great. And again, congratulations on being one of the best football players in the history of the NFL, top 100. It was great catching up with you, man.
Likewise, man. Good talking to you guys, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.